Welcome to the Meetings Podcast, the Meeting Planners podcast source for what's new in the meetings and events industry. Meetings Podcast is a conversation with a variety of voices that looks at events, meetings, and media, and the changing world around them.
All right, welcome back to the Meetings Podcast. I am here at the Northern California chapters of MPI Professional Education Program at the Kabuki Hotel, and I have a special guest.
I'm Geraldine Gatehouse. Hello, I'm Ex-America, and I'm here actually. We're a gold sponsor for the Northern California chapter, and part of that is that we sponsor the program once a year. And so I'm up here today. Disney was presenting. There was a lot of people. Had a small trade show. Lovely to see everybody. The chapter really looks after its sponsors well. I'm always very welcome here. There's always a lot of people who have been to the show, are coming to the show, have exhibited, or are exhibiting. So it's always a great pleasure to see everybody and be able to support the Northern California chapter in their efforts.
Right, and we did a podcast earlier in the month, or last month together, and chatted on Skype, and it was nice to see you, so I popped by to hang out and do a little podcasting, and so we met with a bunch of people here, actually. Well, you met a ton of people at your booth there, but I talked to a few people, and we'll roll those right after this, but it was really great seeing you here, first of all.
It was. It's always fun. I know we've seen each other from time to time, but never actually sat down and talked. So that was really a very cool thing, and nice to be able to tie everything together.
Yeah, great, great. And I did talk to some people about trade shows, about face-to-face meetings, and then about IMEX, of course.
Good.
So
good.
Why don't we just roll those? And again, it was great seeing you.
Okay, super. Thank you.
Bye bye.
My name is Owen Rundle. I'm the Director of Fundraising and Sponsorship for the Northern California Chapter of MPI. Last year, I attended one trade show, and I chose IMEX. Great, tremendous trade show. I saw so many interested and dedicated buyers. I felt no need to go to any other trade show other than IMEX.
Cool. And so what was the reason for you to go to it?
Because of the buzz I've heard in the industry from my counterparts as well as from my customers. Everybody who's anybody was going to be at IMEX, and I felt I had to be a part of it as well.
Very cool. Very cool. So what was the first reaction when you walked in? I know for me, when I went, I was like, this place is crazy big.
Yeah. It's amongst the biggest ballrooms in the world, and it's completely filled with everyone in our industry. So it's a little bit overwhelming when you first walk through the door, but after a lap or two, you really get the hang of it.
All right, Owen, thank you so much.
You're
welcome. And will I see you there this year?
Yes, you will.
Oh, great.
All right.
See you at IMEX.
Thanks. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm David Jones, professor and chair of the Department of Hospitality Management at University of San Francisco.
Awesome. And so tell me a little bit about what are you doing with IMEX?
Well, with IMEX, we have our students go to IMEX as well as a faculty member with them. And they go to the future leaders aspect, and the faculty member goes to the faculty exchange that happens in conjunction with it.
Oh, very cool. So do you get a lot out of trade shows then?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, for our students in particular, you know, a show of that nature to see that size and scope, you know, we talk about those things, but we have great shows in San Francisco, but nothing to that aspect, and also the fact that they see it within our industry. So they see the hotels, they see the destinations and the places where they want to work, in fact, actually.
Yeah, and it's run pretty well, so it's a good way to kind of see how it goes.
It's great. And, you know, the sessions give them a great opportunity. The social events give them a great opportunity. And we actually ourselves have started doing an alumni function during that, where we get our alumni together at the Mandarin Oriental, because the GM there is one of our alumni.
Oh, wow.
And so the students get to interact with them there, too.
So tell me more about your program.
Well, we're a major within the School of Management, or the business school, and we're a growing program there with about 130 students. We consider ourselves the premier boutique hospitality management program.
Nice, nice, and in a beautiful city for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And we have two tracks that the students follow. They either follow one towards hotel and restaurant, or one toward meeting and events.
Awesome.
And the meeting and events side is the growing side. That's where the popularity of particular students' interest is growing all the time.
Yeah, because you can see a lot about face-to-face meetings are very important. You know, we have this technology all around us all the time, much like we're talking into an iPhone right now.
But, exactly.
But so what do you think about face-to-face meetings? Do you think they are important, or do you think we can do it online?
No, absolutely. Face-to-face meetings are a requirement. You know, I spent a lot of time in Asia, and frankly, a lot of our students are Asian, by the way. And as a result, I think that that issue of face-to-face is a critical part, and that's what is still believed. So I think that the meeting industry uses technology to improve face-to-face,
right,
or to lead people to be more effective in face-to-face.
Awesome. All right, David, thank you so much for speaking with me, and I guess I'll see you at IMAX.
Okay. Great.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
All right, tell me who you are. And
Dana Marshall with Meetings Defined.
Great. And Dana, tell me a little bit about trade shows.
You know, I love trade shows. I find them a great way to connect, a great way to hear about emerging destinations, really dive in and talk to people from the destination to really learn about that country or that city and what's going on there. And IMAX is wonderful for that. I mean, every hotel chain is represented. Every country around the world is there. So information is definitely available.
So you hear so much about technology now, right, in meetings, that you can do everything online and it's all. So what do you think about that online component? I mean, I know for me, the face-to-face seems to be a better way to meet someone. But what do you think?
You know, I mean, I Google everything a million times a day, just like everyone does. But there's nothing like meeting people, like hearing them tell you about their destination or their venue or their hotel. You know, anyone who's been a planner for very long has learned that lesson about not doing a site inspection and getting to the property and going, oh my, what have we done? You know, so there's a lot of value to being and seeing and talking to people that have their feet on the ground.
Sure. And what is your experience at IMAX, that trade show? Because that's a massive trade show.
It is, and it's a little bit overwhelming, actually. It's so huge. But I try to sit and strategically look at the booths I want to visit so that I make sure to spend time with people I want to see and need to see or want information from. You know, I certainly don't ever see the whole show.
Right.
And there are certain parts of it that really don't affect me or appeal to me. So I pick and choose who I see and get the information that I need.
I've gone to IMAX now 2 years, for the last 2 years, and I noticed the meeting planners, it's really great to watch them walking around because they're so organized, most of them, and that some of them have the whole thing mapped out and they're all, you know, fantastically done, but they do have that one day, I guess, is it the day before or the morning that they can show you around? I don't know if you knew about that, but they do that. And they show you around the whole floor before it even starts. So you know where things are, so you can map out your...
Okay.
Because we know how meeting planners are.
Yeah, that's probably through the hosted buyer program.
Oh,
they
take
everyone. I've never been a hosted buyer there, but I'm sure that must be a part of the hosted buyer program.
Probably, yeah.
And I love all the education that happens around IMAX, the, you know, Smart Monday, as they say, powered by MPI.
Right.
You know, it's a great way to connect with other MPI members that you know from across the country.
Right.
A lot of good education, a lot of great networking. Just a good buzz, you know,
about
the show.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You bet.
And I guess I'll see you at IMAX.
I'll see you at IMAX. I registered the other day.
Great.
Thanks very much.
My name is Gary Murakami, Director of Global Sales for MGM Resorts International.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about trade shows.
Trade shows. Well, as a supplier or someone in national sales for a hospitality company, I think it's a critical way to establish one-on-one opportunities for us to meet key new customers as well as our existing customers in a very collaborative and social environment.
Cool. So nowadays there's so much technology. All we hear is like, oh, you know, you can do this online, do a webinar kind of a thing. What do you think about technology and the face-to-face?
Well, technology only enhances the face-to-face opportunities, but face-to-face really is the critical way that we're still and must do business. I find that in many ways, technology becomes a crutch, and we need to understand ways in which the technology enhances our opportunity to do face-to-face. And that's really what the key is technology should enhance the face-to-face opportunities, and nothing takes away from that. And in doing a show like IMAX, I think it's an amazing way and an amazing opportunity in a very concentrated time to reestablish contacts that you've had in the past, make new contacts, and start on that relationship of face-to-face.
And so as a supplier, how is your experience there at IMEX last time? Have you gone a bunch of times? I'm sorry, I should have asked that.
So I've gone since IMEX was in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So I've had the opportunity to be participating with MGM Resorts International in that trade show environment and found that it's a fantastic way and a critical way for us to be able to establish those opportunities with customers and develop new opportunities and new partnerships.
Awesome. All right, so I will see you there then, Gary.
Of course.
Down there.
I'll look forward to seeing you.
See you at IMEX. Okay, well, I had a lot of fun at the professional education program they put on there. It was fun. It was at the Hotel Kabuki on Post Street in San Francisco, always a nice place to visit. And I wanted to thank all the people who talked with me, David, Owen, Dana, and of course, Gary. And a special thanks to my friend Geraldine Gatehouse from IMEX, who was the gold sponsor of the meeting. And of course, Diane Schneiderman and Lori Kinsey, and all the great folks there at the Northern California MPI chapter. It was a really good time. I saw so many people I know. I saw my cousin actually was there, which was fun. She works up in Napa. And it's a great, great group. So if you're interested, check out the mpincc.org website. They have some great resources, events, of course, education. It's a great community to get involved in if you're in the meetings and events industry. They're sponsoring IMEX's Smart Monday, and that's happening on Monday, October 13, before the trade show, the day before. You should check out and not miss it because it's really, really fun to go to. They're sponsoring the keynotes, who I will actually be interviewing coming up. I've already done one of them. And of course, the morning knowledge sessions and the afternoon knowledge sessions, really not to be missed. You can find out more about that at imexamerica.com. And so I hope to see you down there. It's October 13th through 16th. It's at the Sands. It's really a great time. And if you haven't experienced it, you have to. And if you have, you know that you will be back. So I hope to see you down there. And if you want to come and look for me, I will be at the AV for Planners booth or popping around doing interviews. And so see you there.
We appreciate and thank you for listening to the Meetings Podcast. Please email with any questions or comments to meetingspodcast@gmail.com. Meetings Podcast is sponsored by IMEX America, America's worldwide exhibition for incentive travel, meetings, and events. The Meetings Podcast theme music is brought to you by the Delgado Brothers, which can be found at delgadobrothers.com.